Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aparicio scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive towards short. Verhulst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Batty strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Perry reaches second base with a double. Gorrell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perry tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, Orioles, 2. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brandt bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell is walked intentionally. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Orsino hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Green scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Powell reaches second base with a double. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Bug Powell. Bill Daly now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Savarin moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Savarin scores. Smith moves to third. It's Twins, 3, Orioles, 3. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen pinch runs for Earl Batty. Stu Miller now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins bunts between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rollins for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Bill Daly. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 4 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Green reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 4 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith bunts towards the mound. Stang juggles the ball. That's an error on Stang. Savarin goes all the way around to score. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.